Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M. One of the world's longest conflicts is on the verge of resolution. I'm not talking about North Korea, Andrew Hanson.
No, finally, Greece and Macedonia. Problem they've had is that there's a province in Greece called Macedonia. And then next door, there's this country that's also called Macedonia. Macedonia, the country, have agreed to rename themselves.
Hi there. I'm the president of Macedonia.
Hey, I'm the president of Greece. Thanks for meeting up.
Now, what's this problem with us being called Macedonia?
Well, you see, we already have a state called Macedonia right here in Greece. It's confusing.
Well, not really. There are plenty of countries with the same name as a state next door.
Like where?
New Zealand. There's a state near that called New South Wales. They're both called New.
That's not the same. You've got to think of a completely different name from Macedonia.
Well, how about New Macedonia?
No, it's too similar.
Oh, okay, then. Oh, how about Macadamia?
That's a nut.
Oh, all right, then. Well, how about Brazil?
That is also a nut and a different country already.
Oh, I know. We'll call ourselves Peanut. Is peanut a nut?
Yes, a peanut is a nut.
Damn. Oh, wait. No, I've thought of a completely different name that won't confuse anyone.
What is it?
Northern Macedonia.
I like that. See, we have Macedonia, which is a lovely place, and you have Northern Macedonia, which is a depressing shithole, just like Sydney and North Sydney.
Oh, no, no, I've changed my mind then. Oh, I've got it. Oh, yeah, yes, at last, the perfect name that'll make everyone smile.
What is it?
Macedonia? McMacedonia face.
Go back to Northern Macedonia.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
We are suffering from World Cup fever in the studio.
Fever. I feel very low with World Cup fever. My particular form of World Cup fever is a species of the disease where I don't give a crap about the World Cup. It's exhausting. I'm feeling very dismayed.
And with that, the World Cup fever is over. It lasted for 10 seconds. But look, there's a lot of excitement. And I think the Football Federation here is doing a wonderful job of G-ing up Australian fans. We've got a sneak preview here of an ad that's going national to get Australians really pumped for the World Cup. Here it is.
Get ready, Australia, because the World Cup starts this week.
Oh, which one? Rugby or cricket?
The Football World Cup.
Oh, right, so the rugby.
No, the FIFA World Cup.
That's the one with the Socceroos, yeah?
The world's biggest sporting event. 32 teams, 64 games, and yes, Australia is there.
Yeah, I always watch our games, maybe the final two.
Get ready to cheer our World Cup heroes like Daniel Arzani.
Who?
Jackson Irving.
Sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
Robbie Cruz.
Oh, I've heard of him. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Tom Cruise.
And our heroic captain, Mile Jednak.
Isn't his name Mike?
Well, Tony Abbott did once call Socceroos captain Mile Jednak Mike, yes.
Is there anyone in the team I might have heard of?
Tim Cahill.
Oh, that's right, Timmy Cahill. Yes, I love that guy.
Don't miss the Socceroos' first big game on Saturday night against France.
Really? Are Europeans good at football?
Check out French superstars like Pogba, Mbappe, and Giroud.
You're just making these names up.
The FIFA World Cup. Start pretending you love soccer now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I can't wait to see Mr. Pogba on Saturday night squaring up against our amazing captain, Mike Jedinak, and Giroud.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Do you guys speak English?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. You're very
No.
We'll see. It's going to be compulsory soon, especially if you're an immigrant. No, they're bringing a new law that if you come to the country, you'll only be given a visa to stay here if you can pass an English test. I think if anybody's qualified to demand that people speak English clearly and properly, it's the Australian government.
Are you an immigrant?
Oui, monsieur.
Hi. Sí, señor.
The Australian government now requires you to speak clear English. Clear English is the reasoning behind the government prioritising improved system outcomes for key compulsory requirements of persons seeking to reside temporarily or permanently within the boundaries of this nation moving forward. While clear English via strategic partnerships around creating capability and complementarity will empower the government from this point in time to assume a more open stance in shaping policy priorities to ascertain within reason the quantities of immigrating candidates who will hereafter be issued with a residential citizenship licence permit to utilise presently on a going forward basis.
Sacre bleu!
The Australian government, famous for our clear English.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Parramatta Stadium, they've just released the first photos of the construction site. It's going to be the steepest stadium in the world when it's completed. Yes.
Now, how raked and how high is it going to be? We've got a bit of a sneak preview here for you.
Welcome to the new Parramatta Stadium. Ticket, please.
Here you go.
You're in seat double Z99. That's the back row up there.
That's quite a steep climb.
Yes, sir. Steepest stadium in the world. Now, if you could just put on this harness.
Huh?
Just a safety thing for the climb.
Okay.
And these special climbing shoes.
Right. Okay, here I go.
You'll need this pick.
What?
It gets a bit icy up there.
Right, here we go.
You'll want these pills.
Pills?
For altitude sickness.
Okay. Great, now I'll start climbing.
Sir!
What?
You don't have your oxygen tank.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Okay, I'm ready.
Now, just follow me. Mind the falling Sherpas.
Okay. Was that a yak?
Here's your seat, ZZ99.
Oh, wow, what an amazing view of the game.
Yes.
Makes it totally worth it.
Yes, just make sure you hang on at all times.
Oh, I'll be all right.
No, seriously, if you take your hands off the rails, you'll fall to your death.
I'm fine.
I told you not to let go.
The view made it worth it.
Radio Chaser, yeah. Triple M. You've heard our digital stations, Triple M Modern Rock and Triple M Classic Rock.
And she's by you.
Now there's a new way to rock out with Triple M. Triple M Baroque. With all the greatest hits of the 1670s, 1680s and 1690s. Like Bach's exquisite solo cello suites.
Massive melodies.
Handel's choral masterpiece, The Messiah.
Epic counterpoint.
And Purcell's legendary Dido and Aeneas.
Baroquing period instruments.
Keep an eye out for our Triple M Baroque Patrol and grab an icy cold flute of Prosecco. Plus your chance to win a pipe organ recital for just you and three mates.
Enormous organ.
So keep it locked on Triple M Baroque, where everything we play is an absolute classic. Triple your harpsichord, Triple M Baroque. Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Started doing some online shopping.
Guys. Oh, dear.
Online groceries in particular, because I kind of got this one-year-old and I don't have time to get to the shops, you know, anymore. So I got these supermarket groceries delivered. Funny, they do a funny thing. Mm. They don't give you everything that you pay, that you ordered. They say on the receipt, look, we ran out of these items, but our friendly shopper has found some suitable replacements
yes.
for you. I mean, they're even running commercials for this sort of thing.
Too busy to visit the supermarket?
Oh, sure am.
Buy your groceries online and we'll randomly deliver some of the correct items to your door.
Your groceries, sir.
Thanks. If we've run out of something you ordered, we'll give you a suitable replacement.
My receipt says your store ran out of cornflakes.
It's okay, we replaced it with Weet-Bix.
But I'm fatally allergic to wheat. Also, you didn't deliver my Glad Wrap.
No, but we replaced that with a watermelon.
Online groceries.
And where's the formula I ordered for our baby?
Yeah, we replaced that with a bottle of gin.
Actually, that'll get him to sleep even better.
You get what you pay for, except if we give you something else.
Who knew watermelons were so good for wrapping leftovers?
Radio Chaser. Triple
M. It's back in the news, the idea that Australia should have nukes, that we should have nuclear weapons. So I think it could work quite well. In fact, some of them are available for sale right now at a trade fair.
Welcome to the Australian Stand at the Defence Expo. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm looking to acquire high-tech hardware for the US military. Wait, sorry, did you say Australia?
Oh, yep. Australia's known for its high-tech companies. We've got Holden, Dick Smith, Brash's Music Stores.
Yes, well, I'm only interested in high-tech arms.
Well, if it's high-tech you're after, you can't go past this little beauty. The surface-to-air anti-Mozzie ballistic missile. You just look through this bifocal night vision scope.
That looks like two empty toilet paper rolls stuck together with sticky tape.
Yep, that's right. And you identify your target and... the Mozzie won't know what's hit it.
Did you say Mozzie? Is that short for Muslim?
No, mosquito. We call them the terrorists of the night.
What about this device?
Ah, yes. It's a bit like a drone. You launch it in the air like this, then using the high-tech X-ray vision, you identify the roof bottom in this video console.
roof possum.
Yeah, look, I know what you're thinking. It's totally illegal to target native roof possums. So what you do is you flick this Snapchat filter and it makes the possum look like they're a heavily armed terrorist.
Oh, yeah!
And then you just press this button. Possum problem gone.
That is awesome. I will buy $3 billion worth.
It's a deal. Now, our FPOS minimum is actually $5 billion, so do you have cash?
Triple M Radio Chaser.
There's fake scotch and fake tequila being sold in bottle shops.
That is outrageous.
Well, I don't know if you knew this. I didn't know this until I read the news. But apparently, you know, scotch whiskey is meant to come from Scotland. That's what it's called, scotch. Yeah. And tequila's meant to come from Mexico. You know, you're not meant to be allowed. You're actually not allowed to make it here, but a company has been found making it here. They're called Lakino Brothers. And they've been making whiskey and tequila in Orange, right, in New South Wales. Scientists have tested this stuff and it doesn't stack up.
Hi, welcome to Lakino, recently renamed McTavish McGinty McDonald McSquirters Authentic Genuine 100% real Scotch Whiskey Shop.
Hi, I bought this whiskey from your store last week. Is this real Scotch whiskey from Scotland?
Yes, I mean,
It's just, I'm a scientist and it doesn't have the chemistry of a true Scotch.
Oh, you're mistaken, laddie. That whiskey is as Scottish as a McDonald's restaurant.
McDonald's restaurants aren't Scottish.
The Haggis restaurant in Glasgow, owned by Jock McDonald, is.
Okay, but I put it to you that this whiskey is not from Scotland.
Aye, it is. We brew it right here in Edinburgh.
We're in Orange.
Okay, granted. But all of our distillers are Scottish lads and lasses from the Highlands.
You aren't.
I am too. Listen to my accent.
But I went to school with you. You're from Orange.
I am not from Orange, mate. I am not from Orange, my bonny lad.
Well, I want a full refund immediately.
Oh, very well then, okay. You know, but first, like, before I give you a refund...
Could I interest you in our genuine tequila, senor? He's made right here in Guadalajara.
Oh, how exotic. I'll take a dozen.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
The poor Liberal Party. No, look, I don't know if you've seen, but they had this little Liberal Party branch meeting, you know, one of those pissy little sort of factional local things. A Liberal Party branch meeting erupted in a brawl. I mean, this sort of thing actually happens at these Liberal Party meetings all the time. I was at one the other day and it was an absolute bloodbath.
Lords, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to call this branch meeting of the Liberal Party to order. Item one on the agenda tonight, destroying the ABC with a nuclear missile. Item two...
Excuse me, Michael.
Yes?
This champagne you poured me, is it Dom Perignon?
Yes, I think so.
It is most unpalatable. I prefer the Krug Private Cuvée.
Just drink it, Bernard. It's $8,000 a glass.
Glass? I'll glass you with this champagne flute.
Ow! That went all over my double-breasted suit, you dreadful jackanapes.
Guard your tongue, sir, or I shall strike you with my share portfolio.
If you do, I shall strike you with this rolled-up copy of The Australian. Oh, did you just strike my Botox-enhanced face with your Louis Vuitton glove?
Yes, Michael. I challenge you to a duel. Same as when we were Cranbrook boys.
But when we were Cranbrook boys, we settled arguments with a hand shandy behind the Oval.
Yes, but then Tony Abbott taught me to be a true conservative by punching the crap out of people.
Ow! I'm going to hit you right in your investment properties!
No! I'm going to privatise your power grid!
Gentlemen, enough of these fisticuffs. We Liberals don't have pub brawls.
True, but this is a Michelin star restaurant. Let's call an election now, everyone. We've never looked more in control.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Bit of a disaster for Channel 7. They picked up the cricket rights. Unfortunately, they didn't get rid of the tennis rights in time. There's actually a 1-year overlap. Anyway, they've rolled out their first promo. I don't know whether it's a good idea.
This summer on 7, all the tennis and all the cricket in the one place.
Djokovic serves to Andy Murray and...
he's hit the ball way out of the arena.
What is this?
Oh,
Well, the umpire's put his arms above his head and it's gone for six.
Our contractual obligations require us to broadcast both the tennis and cricket at the same time.
Mitchell Marsh comes up to bowl to Chandamal and oh no, there's an enormous net on the pitch and the ball has hit the net.
Every ace bowl, every serve hit for a boundary.
The umpire is saying it's a lead. It will have to be re-bowled. That's advantage Sri Lanka with just one ball to be served.
All the players you know and love.
Oh no, but Bancroft is trying to sandpaper his racket.
And the score moves to 3-40 love off 15 sets.
Seven's summer of tennis and cricket. We really didn't think this through.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
It's been the news a lot this week. The Liberal Party Council voted to sell the ABC, and a lot of people are running around with their heads chopped off. Everyone's got an opinion.
Here's what they said
about selling the ABC. Michelle Guthrie, ABC boss, in theory.
It'll still be your ABC, powered by Telstra Mobile with thanks to Hungry Jack's.
James Withers, CEO, Easy Soak Incontinence Pads.
Would we advertise on the ABC? You kidding? It's a better way to reach doddery old farts than Alan Jones.
Malcolm Turnbull, investment wanker.
Let me be plain, the government will never sell the ABC unless Rupert Murdoch wants to buy it.
Mr. Squiggle, man from the moon.
If you just turn my drawing upside down, Miss Jane, it's the new Nissan Pathfinder.
Tony Jones, Q&A presenter and silver fox.
I'll take that as a comment, thanks to our friends at Cochlear Hearing Aids.
Peppa Pig, child star.
This episode is sponsored by Don Smallgoods Premium Bacon. Mummy, what's bacon?
The Poo Jogger.
Oh, God, you're still putting me in all your sketches? I'm so 2 weeks ago. Well, while I'm here...
Andrea Tam, head of streaming, Optus.
We'll buy all of the ABC's programs and stream them all at once. It'll work fine. We won't even bother testing.
That's what they said.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.